flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Some others around here. I think I'm going to take my gloves off with y'all. I've tried to be nice with that.
Take them off, man.
I really have.
Take them off. I feel like you just did. I've tried.
I've tried. So, look, I'm being honest.
It's not your fault the team you're a fan of has the benefit of the doubt from the refs, ultimately.
Sure. As I said, you have no data to back that up. You feel that way, and that's fine. But my team's playing next week. I guess you can go back and watch some of them old.
Oh, damn it!
No, man, y'all, I've tried. I really have. I know y'all hurt.
Somebody's in their feelings,
and
Tyler.
And I have.
You talk about LeBron and Pat got his feelings, didn't he?
Ain't in my feelings. My team playing Sunday.
LePat Jones.
I ain't been complaining and crying all week. From the top down, feel like we got the better team.
Damn, y'all got so into that debate, I didn't even get my gold turd trophy.
12 points. One day, y'all just gonna admit, y'all just weren't good enough.
It's the first ever week without anyone winning a gold.
We're going to get to that gold, though. I want to hear that gold. I'm intrigued to hear that gold.
We'll get there, man. We'll let you hold your turn up for the folks on the video.
What a great fourth quarter.
We do know if the refs were involved to any degree that they'd find a way to make sure Mahomes got the gold. So
yeah. And then I know the Texans would find a way to screw up that fourth quarter, wouldn't they?
Damn it, Ron. That hurts. That cuts me.
Hey, how many more sacks?
The whole Euro lower thing, that hurts.
Come on, Shaq. Hey, one day y'all get past the Chiefs. One day y'all get.
Well, that flopping got him there. Took him there, didn't it?
One day. it's not just you're flopping because you got no data to back.
Oh, there's a lot of data. I heard John McClain rattle it off.
What it is? What's
the data? I don't have the penalties that the.
Did you say he flops more?
That have
what's
fallen.
The data?
That have fallen from a penalty perspective, there is significant data to back it up. I heard John McClain rattling it off last night. I didn't know we were going to have a heated conversation. To be honest with you, I had no idea that you would sit here straight faced and say and not just say, hey, they both flop and they benefit from it. Let's move on.
Did I say that?
No,
Tyler?
You bring other players into
Round
the fold
two,
instead
I
of just talking about the topic
they
at
all
hand.
Flop.
That's not the point. The point is very clear. You can't bring anybody else in the conversation.
Why? Because you make the
because rules? We're talking about Pat Mahomes and we're talking about LeBron James.
Okay.
And we're talking about. They flop better and more often than anybody else in the game.
And so when you say, Clint, they flop more than anyone else, then, Clint, the response to that would be, no, they don't. Others flop just as much as they do. See, you get like that. That's a response back. Just because you're bringing
point is
in
not,
other players, Clint, when you say they flop more than anybody else. Damn it, we're doing it again.
No,
this
but
is there's not where you meant to go.
Round three, fight.
This is not where you meant to go.
The response to somebody flops is so does everybody else. Okay, that's good. Yeah, you're right. Everybody else does too.
I said he flops, and so does everybody else.
And just like the quarterback position, there's 32 quarterbacks in the league that play quarterback every Sunday, and one of them's better than everybody else at playing quarterback. Just like flopping. There's 32 quarterbacks that play. There's probably 16 or 18 that flop. One of them flops better than anybody else in the game.
And I would say
LeBron
Josh
James
is probably that guy.
LeBron James, there's a million of them out there. There's a million basketball players out there. LeBron James is the best of them all. They all flop. LeBron James flops and benefits from it better, as good as anybody I've ever seen play the game.
Yeah, LeBron, 20 years on TV more than anybody. Patrick Mahomes on TV more than anybody.
Yeah.
Of course. And you
all facts.
And you want them to lose.
And I don't have any reason for them to lose. I don't care either way it goes.
I want them to lose.
In fact, we just talked about it the other day. I like to see greatness in my time. I like the fact that I saw LeBron James go back to Cleveland and win a championship.
You don't sound like it.
Oh, no, your sensitive ass don't want to hear it that way.
I'm not sensitive.
We're talking about flopping, and now all of a sudden, I don't want Pat to win another championship. Hold on.
But this is my thing, too. As you sound like a listener and caller. Your ass is dead red, screaming and talking loud.
Yeah.
I'm having
a heated, passionate conversation.
So don't
about
call
it.
Me sensitive. Hell, your ass is
I am sensitive.
Sensitive.
I am sensitive.
Okay, don't come and say, hey, Ryan, you being sensitive. Your ass is being sensitive.
I am dead sensitive.
All you Texans is being sensitive.
I am very sensitive.
Derek,
I have no problem.
What do you want to talk about?
Pat Mahomes flopping.
All right, let's go.
Hey, if you're just now joining us.
Ryan's a clown. You're a clown. Kiss my ass.
If you're just now joining us, Dead Red is over here talking about another dead red, Greg Grissom, Texans team president. Did not mean for that to come out that way, by the way. Houston Texans have parted ways with my boy Ginger Nation, Greg Grissom. And that news broke by Jonathan Alexander a little earlier in the 240 segment. If you listen on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, use that rewind feature, go back and listen to Jonathan Alexander actually broke that news in the 240 segment, as well as we dug into an article that all Texans fans out there needs to make sure they go check it out, right? In the Houston Chronicle, Jonathan Alexander, why the Texans came up short of the Super Bowl hype, identity, injuries, and the O-line. I want to encourage everybody to go out there and read that, but I want to make sure this was not Jonathan Alexander's point, but I just can't, because I'm sensitive, I just can't help but sit here and stew on some of the things that we discussed when Jonathan was in here. And I think the biggest thing is the O-line part for me. Ron, and I don't think I've ever looked at it through this lens, how bad the Texans missed on this offensive line. And I don't know why this wasn't apparent to me before. Maybe we just didn't have the conversation or care to dig into it. But it became very apparent when Jonathan Alexander was in here talking about the offensive line being one of the issues this year. But just go down this list right here. In a time when Bobby Slowick, hell, let's talk about it, Nick and D'Amico were making win-now moves and signing Stephon Diggs, signing Joe Mixon, giving pass-first tight end Dalton Schultz $12 million for over three years, $36 million over 3 years. Being more explosive was the thing. This was the plan offensively. The left tackle, Laremy Tunsil, obviously the best money can buy, right? One of the best pass protecting tackles in the game. That one makes sense. This is where it gets real hairy. Left guard. The left guard position, they expected Kenyon Green to make a...
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Leap. And signed no backup whatsoever. Had no backup plan beyond Kendrick Green, a guy that they've used at the fullback position, which, by the way, I'm not disappointed in how Kendrick played. I am disappointed that would be a backup plan at the left guard position. Expect Kenyon Green to make a leap and no backup. The center position, second year, Juice Scruggs, who it became apparent struggles processing as well as communicating defenses to the point where he becomes the answer at guard.